If you need to get a website up and running, maybe for your school, for your department, or even for yourself, then there are lots of offerings out there on the web these days that allow you to produce something fairly quickly. Yola is one of those. That's Y-O-L-A. And with Yola, you can have a website live literally within a minute. It may not contain the information that you want, but at least you can get something up and running. It's really fast to do. So you can create an account for free. Having done that, it guides you through the initial setup process. So it asks you to choose the type of site that you want to create. It's geared towards business and commerce, but you can choose from the education category, for example. And then it creates you a basic site with two web pages and populates it with some information and some visuals to give you an idea of what it looks like. You can then very quickly set about changing the way that it looks by clicking on the layout, the style, or the font tabs and choosing from the ones there. As soon as you click, it instantly affects your site so that you can see those changes straight away and very quickly have something looking in the way that you want. Of course, the content's king in this case, and you're going to need to think about what you're going to put onto your site, but all of that's very easy to do because each of the little content areas on the page, whether it's text or imagery, is like a little frame. You hover over it and that gives you the opportunity to edit it, to move it around just by dragging and dropping, or to delete it. So you can use the placeholders that they've given you, or you can just delete them and start afresh. You can create new pages, that's easy to do again with a couple of clicks. But it's the widgets panel that's going to give you the most flexibility, because in there are a whole series of categories of different widgets. There's the basic ones for putting text and images on, but you can also put picture galleries on. The more advanced users of you will want to perhaps use the HTML widget, because that's going to allow you lots of flexibility with things like embedding data from other sites. Then there's a multimedia panel where you've got Flickr galleries or Flickr searches, Meta Cafe, YouTube, as you perhaps expect. There are social widgets that you can pop in, and with each one it's just a matter of dragging it, dropping it onto the page, and then if necessary doing a little bit of manipulation to get the information you want. So if you're using a Flickr widget, for example, you might want to link it with a particular Flickr account or with a particular Flickr search term. Similarly for YouTube, you might want a particular YouTube video. Adding pages is very straightforward. Just click on new page, and then you can manage your pages just by dragging them around in the page manager. Similarly, there's a file manager, then you get 1 gig of file space free to start off.